الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى أتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وقال حبيبنا مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة عماد الدين أو كما قال حبيبنا مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama, حفاظ, elders and brothers in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Every moment of our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers us with different ni'mats, different bounties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. So much bounties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَسْبَعَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. So much bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers upon us. Bounties which you know, bounties which you don't know. Bounties which you know, you heard of, you can see, you can't see. Every moment of our life. And all these are gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many gifts we don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but out of His mercy He still gives us. And one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one special gift that He blessed me and you, and we did not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is this bounty of Iman. Day after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after blessing us Iman, did not just stop there. He blessed us with another gift. This gift of Salah. This is such a special gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have given Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this gift on dunya. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to take Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the seven heavens and beyond and then give him this beautiful gift. So that he can come and present it to the ummah. So this is a very special gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me and you. And you know what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says? Throughout the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he's encouraging us and he's advising us. Look after this gift of Salah. Until his last moment, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his last advice to this ummah was, Ummi Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha explains and she says, the last words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the ummah was, As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat imanukum. That look after this salah. Safeguard this salah. Imagine a father who's about to pass away. And he calls his son. And he gives him his last advice. If he's a good child, then how will he cherish that advice of his father? He'll make sure he lives to the advices of his father given to him. He'll make sure about every step of his way, his life, whatever, he will look after this advice given to him by his father. This was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his last advice to me and you was, look after your salah. Look after this gift of salah. Now ask ourselves a question. At the time of Fajr, when the sleep is very nice, we're enjoying the comfort of our beds, how many of us are looking after this salah? How many of us are upholding this, the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? At the time of Dhuhr and Asr, when the business is at its peak, and there's so much harakat in dunya, how many of us are looking and taking care of the advices given to us by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many of us are looking after this salah? At the time of Maghrib, at the time of Isha, now you came back home, you're enjoying the comfort of your family, your wife, your children, your home. How many of us are looking after this advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many of us are looking and protecting this gift of salah? This gift is such a special gift and a very important one. Such importance is attached to it that it will be the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask me in the day of Qiyamah. أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة. The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask me, the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you on the day of Qiyamah is salah. Why? The salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us very beautifully in the hadith, as-salah imaduddin. The salah is like a pillar, is a pillar in Islam. Imagine a structure. What holds it is the pillar. Remove the pillar and what happens? The structure will collapse. Like that, remove salah from a mu'min's life, you have collapsed his ibadat, whatever extra ibadat, his spending, his dhikr, his nafil ibadat, all that will collapse. But if you want to uphold and protect all these other ibadat, then you have to uphold this gift of salah. This salah, one beautiful example they give is like how you have electricity in a home. How hard is it that if there is no electricity in our home, how hard is it for our families to prepare something for us? How hard is it to carry out the chores of the house? If there's no electricity in the business, how hard is it for us to carry out our business if there's no electricity? If there's no water, why? These are essentials. Likewise, salah is an essential in a Muslim's life. Remove this and you have crippled him. Remove this, then he has no strength. Keep the strength. Keep salah in your life. Bring salah in your life. And this salah, wallahi, is such a great, important ibadat, a special gift. You'll see this in the lives of the Sahaba. You'll see this in the life of the Sahaba. How they held this gift of salah. And how they respected the advice given to them by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One beautiful example is the example of Umar. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is stabbed. And this causes him to fall unconscious for a long period. And now the Sahaba are very worried. How can we revive Amir al-Mu'mineen? How can we revive Amir al-Mu'mineen? And now all the Sahaba are worried. And then one Sahabi goes to the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And he says to him, this is the situation of your father. What can we do to revive your father? And the son says, that wait for the time of salah. Wait for the time of salah and go to my father's ear and announce as-salah ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Ask ourselves, or ask any doctor, a person unconscious, announcement of salah is enough to revive him? They will think you're joking. You're not serious. But wallahi, this is enough to revive a mu'min who fears the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْءٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. Subhanallah. Men, true men, are those nothing of dunya distracts them. Nothing can distract them from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? The fear of the day of Qiyamah. Amir al-Mu'mineen is unconscious. And yes, they wait for the time of salah. They go to Amir al-Mu'mineen's ear and they announce, As-salah ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. And Amir al-Mu'mineen immediately is revived. Amir al-Mu'mineen immediately is revived. And the first thing on his tongue is لا حق في الإسلام لمن ترك الصلاة. There is no place in Islam for a person who forgoes his salah. There is no place for him in Islam. There is no share for him in Islam who misses out salah. Subhanallah. There is no place for a person who misses out salah. And these are the first words of Amir al-Mu'mineen after being revived. So let's make sure we look after this gift of salah. This gift was given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And beside this gift, just being a duty, just being a responsibility that we have to carry out, this gift of salah holds such great virtues, you cannot imagine. Just two. Most of us, every moment that passes, we violate the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're sinning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everybody is looking for a way out. We are looking for a way out. We are looking for solutions. The solution Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already told us in the Quran. Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab. Number one, read the Quran. You're looking for guidance? Read the Quran. Build a relationship between you and the Quran. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa aqimi salah. And establish salah. Why? Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Because this salah is enough. This salah has the power to save one from sin. Don't you see in salah? We are commanded to look down. A person is not allowed to look anywhere else. Teaching us even outside in your normal day-to-day life, you're not allowed to look at anything that you desire. Rather look at what Allah wants you to see. Don't you see in salah, we don't just say anything. Rather we are making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaching us, even in our day-to-day life, control the tongue. Engage in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we have nothing better to say. And this will save us from so many problems. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. The salah is enough to save a person from sin. That is one benefit of salah. Then, the other benefit of salah is, most of us miss salah. Why? On the excuse that we are looking for sustenance. We are looking for risk. If I don't look for risk, if I don't work, and if I don't do this, who's gonna sustain me? Who's gonna sustain my family? We forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Command your family with salah. This is very important. Most of us read salah, alhamdulillah. But at home, people are not reading salah. Our families are not reading salah. It's our duty as men to instruct them with salah. To make sure they're reading salah. It is a duty upon me. Maybe I'm living with neighbors. I'm sharing a room with somebody. He's a Muslim. Remind him of salah. Don't come for salah alone. Remind him it's your responsibility. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Command your family with salah. And the amazing thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. We are not asking you for sustenance. You're not asking you for sustenance. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. We will sustain you. Under the tafsir of this ayah, Imam Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayhi, he explains, if a person just holds on to this five times salah, he does not miss his salah, he's punctual upon his salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sustain him from avenues he will never imagine. Allah will sustain you from avenues you will never imagine. Stick on this salah. Then, salah, command your family with salah. And I just wish to share this, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he used to wake up his family for salah, he used to read a dua. Allah, he used to wake them up, and he will be reciting, Rabbi ja'alni muqima salah wa min dhurriyati. We can also practice this, inshallah. That when you're waking up your families at home for salah, recite this dua. Rabbi ja'alni muqima salah wa min dhurriyati. O Allah, make me firm on salah, as well as my family members. Make me firm on salah, as well as my family members. Then salah with jamaat. For men in the masjid, imagine Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was rahmatul lil alameen. He was prepared to burn the houses of those who read salah at home. Rahmatul lil alameen. He could not bear a prick. Just a Muslim being pricked. He could not bear this. But then he was ready to burn the house of that person who's reading salah at home. So this shows how serious. So we read salah with jamaat in the masjid. Then correct salah. Read the correct salah. When sahabi is performing salah in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, irji' fa salli fa innaka lam tusalli, three times. Go back and read your salah, for you have not read salah. And then he asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please teach me how to read salah. So yes, to learn how to read salah. We read in salah for so many years. Imagine you come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and there is no salah in your book. There is no salah. Why? You are not reading it correctly. So learn how to read salah correctly. Alhamdulillah, in South Africa, we have enough ulama. We have enough mashayikh. Take the time out and go learn how to read the salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. We just came out of the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I will increase you. If you are grateful, I will increase you. Imagine the environment of Ramadan. What an environment, subhanAllah. The masjids are full. Every corner, there's zikr. There's so much ibadat. There's so much mahabba amongst the community. Where do you see this if it's not the month of Ramadan? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be grateful. One way to be grateful is to say Alhamdulillah verbally. And then the other way to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the practical shukr. Constantly remain on the ibadat that you are doing in the month of Ramadan. Or increase it, inshallah. And one of that is salah. So increase on the nafil, the ibadat you are doing in the month of Ramadan. And especially don't miss out the faraiz. The 5 times salah, at least we must be punctual on this, inshallah. Must be regular in this. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me the tawfiq to be steadfast on salah. And grant you also the tawfiq, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.